Yo, what's going on, guys? It's Daily here, back with the Daily Bricks or Daily Tactics podcast. Wherever you came from, I appreciate you stopping by and giving it a listen. Either way, we're talking Lego again today, and we're going to be talking about the ridiculous prices that Lego is currently at. I feel like a lot of Lego fans are basically being held hostage by Lego at this point, because whenever you complain about the prices of Lego online, people just get really defensive of Lego. It's this massive billion-dollar corporation. They don't need you to defend them. Like, it's okay for things to be priced unfairly and for you to be upset by it. Now, that being said, the Lego community does get upset by Lego prices every once in a while, but I feel like they have sort of normalized prices being really, really expensive. There's sort of this unspoken rule that Lego sets that are 10 cent per piece are fair pricing. I do not believe in this rule. I think that is still absurdly expensive, and the Lego profit margin is absolutely insane. 10 cents a piece is ridiculous when that piece costs, you know, half a penny for them to produce and then distribute. It's not even comparable. I do understand a little bit more when it comes to like Star Wars sets or Harry Potter sets being a little bit more expensive because they have to pay for the licensing of said set. However, it still just doesn't seem that good of a deal. Like 10 cents for every piece, I don't know. I think people are being held hostage. I genuinely do. I think people are being held hostage by Lego at this point because some prices are just absolutely absurd. $30 for the upcoming 3 30-second Swamp Speeder Battle Pack is absurd to me. Not long ago, we got the 501st Battle Pack that came with 4 clone troopers, 2 battle droids, and 2, yes, 2 different vehicles, the AT-RT and the little bark speeder. The 3 30-second has a really crappy swamp speeder that we've seen a million times. It also comes with this tiny little turret that's very cute, but who cares, as well as 4 clones. And that is it. So, for the same price as one that came out 3 years ago, you are getting 2 less battle droids, 1 less vehicle, and all around just worse sets. For $30, man! I mean, it's just absurd. At that point, you're really just paying for the minifigures. And that's what a lot of people, honestly, pay for at this point. Because there is, of course, the sort of AV cannon battle pack, the 501st Clone Troopers battle pack that came with 4 clones and the AV cannon in it. And right now, you can buy 4 of those clone troopers for $20. And the battle pack itself also sells for $20. So no one is buying that for the actual pieces, they're just buying it for the minifigures, which is the same with me. I don't really like the AV cannon that much, so, you know, whatever. But it is just absolutely absurd. And not only is the current LEGO prices out of control, in my opinion, it's also the secondary market is getting way out of control. Because those 501st battle packs that I was just mentioning, not the earlier ones, but the brand new AV cannon ones, those are silly expensive too on the secondary market. I'm looking at eBay right now, and yes, there are some that sold for the $20 free shipping. That's exactly what they should sell for, because you can get it for that on Amazon or in any retail store. But then there's some suckers who paid $25 with free shipping. Bro, it's not worth that much. It's still available on store shelves. There's also some weird money laundering ones that are like someone paid $220 and $12.45 shipping. I think they're just money laundering. I don't know. Maybe there's something I don't understand about that listing, but that sounds absolutely ridiculous to me. But even still, like, the old 501st Battle Pack from 2020 on the secondary market is also really stupidly expensive. The other day I found one in my local Half Price Books, and it was $35, and I was like, psh, why would I pay that? less than 1 year ago, literally 6 months ago, there was a huge Amazon sale where they were selling those for $20 in free shipping. And now it was in Half Price Books for $35. But guess what? There was a bunch of comments saying, like, Daily, you should have picked that up. That's actually a really good deal for that set. And I'm like, how? I just bought a bunch of them for $20 6 months ago. How is that a good deal? Well, immediately after they retired, apparently they jumped in price like crazy. I'm looking at sold listings right now. One sold for $40 and $10 shipping on June 27th. Another on June 28th sold for $44 with $7 shipping. Another one sold for $46 and $4 shipping. So right now, to buy one online, you have to drop $50 for this battle pack that retired 6 months ago. I don't know what is going on in the hobby, but people need to stop paying these prices. Do you know how many of these 501st battle packs were produced? We're talking hundreds of thousands still being sealed right now sitting in people's collections. Like, people bought out Amazon and stuff like that, and they're just hoarding 300 of these things all sealed, waiting to drop them. M&R Productions has like 1,000 of them sealed. These are not rare sets. This type of scarcity is completely artificial right now, and it just shows that the hobby is getting more and more expensive because people are allowing this artificial bump in price to occur even on the secondary market. It's silly. And LEGO is doing nothing to help it when they're pricing their sets already at absurd prices. Don't even get me started about those 4+ sets, man. Okay, I'm started. Like that AT-ST that came out that was 4+, like 2 years ago or whatever it was. That thing's $40 in store for like 80 pieces. Like, that is the biggest scam of all scams. And the new mini Jedi Temple Adventures, whatever, 4+ set is going to be another $40. It seems like there's just like a baby tax. Well, that's a real thing. But it's applying to LEGO, where if something's considered for like a smaller child, they're going to bump up the price of that sucker by a lot, which is stupid. Because a baby could probably still, if it can build the 4+ set, it can definitely build the Clone Trooper Battle Pack set for half the price. And more value. It just, it doesn't make sense. And I think the UCS sets are getting out of hand. UCS really all are, you know, Ultimate Collector Series. They're for the collectors. But I think even the collectors are starting to shy away from these prices. A set that's $600 or $700, where you get two minifigures, it's not worth it anymore, especially when the set itself, when it comes to like Star Wars, doesn't have that much care put into it. Star Wars is one of the most neglected properties. Properties like Harry Potter and Ninjago have so much work put into it. They have so much work put into the product. There's so many Easter eggs. There's so many cute little things they do to it to make it a better experience for people. And Star Wars, it's like they're like, ah, they'll buy it anyway. Just shove it in there and ship it. Like, it's pretty bad, dude. It's getting pretty bad with Star Wars. And I think it's just because people are still going to consume it, you know? They can use and abuse people that way because people are still going to buy it at the end of the day. And it's just disappointing because LEGO used to be, well, you know, even when I was 10, you know, that was 14 years ago now, and I asked my mom for the latest LEGO set, she would always complain like, oh my God, they're so expensive now. Like, what happened? But it's like, it's just gotten worse, you know? Like, it's always been expensive, but it's just gotten to the next level at this point. And now the new norm is like, oh, this is expensive. But before it was affordable, when even before it was like, nah, this is a super expensive product. Like, it's gotten pretty bad. Either way, guys, thanks for listening to me rant for 10 minutes. I hope you enjoyed. I'll see you all in the next one. Remember to follow the podcast and rate it if you don't mind. Peace.